Homecoming Meditation, September 2nd, 2007. Our question today, Quo, has to do with channeling. We have a group of people who would like to learn how to channel next year in order to be of service to others. There are some concerns about the dangers of channeling, about the strength of one's will being affected, weakened the will, getting holes in one's aura. Is there some spiritual principle or principles that you could share with us that would help those who would wish to channel to protect themselves and to be of service to others in this endeavor?
We are those known to you as the principle of Akua. Greetings in the love and in the light of the one infinite Creator, in whose service we come to you this day. In humility and gratitude that you have invited us to join your circle of seeking. Thank you for the beauty that you have allowed us to behold in your individual energy bodies, and in the beautiful blending and harmonization of auras that has created this sacred space of towering and majestic grandeur. As always, before we address your good question, we would ask that each of you listen to what we have to say with a discriminating ear, being aware of the path of resonance in your own seeking. Some of what we have to say may hit the mark, and some of it may not. If we do not hit that mark for you, please leave our thoughts behind and pick up the ones that have resonated to you, for they are our gift to you, to give you resources and tools with which to work in accelerating the pace of your evolution of mind, body, and spirit. We would thank you for being discriminating and careful in that which you take in. For we would not be a stumbling block upon your path, but only a voice upon the wind that may be of service at this time. We have watched with interest as this instrument has gone about the process of choosing to offer a channeling circle once again. We find it interesting that the alarm bells are ringing on an emergency vehicle in the vicinity of this house, as we take up the question of whether or not there are dangers involved in introducing yourself and your personality shell to the service of channeling thoughts from entities such as we. On one level, the answer is unknown, for events fall according to a rhythm that cannot be known ahead of time. However, We may speak in generalities and say that it would be an extremely rare event, and indeed one that has not occurred in the experience of this instrument, that entities working within a channeling circle were vulnerable to any physical, mental, or emotional danger at all. This instrument has always been faithful in creating channeling circles which adhere to our requests and those of our brothers and sisters of sorrow in other portions of the Confederation of Planets in the service of the One Infinite Creator. We thank you also for asking about the spiritual principles involved in considering this question. So often we receive questions that have not that sheathing of spiritual inquiry, so that the energy of the question itself moves from a place of fear. When we encounter such a query, there is very little information which we can give without infringing upon the free will of that entity who has asked for specific information from a place of fear. In most cases, we cannot offer specific information. However, even the most specific question, when sheathed with this garment of the request for spiritual principles, becomes a question that is grateful to our treatment. And thus we are able to speak on that subject. This instrument was saying in the course of this weekend of fellowship and study, that the energy of the channeling is one which is carried into the channeling circle by means of the tuning of each of the circle of channels. So let us discuss somewhat this concept of tuning and what it is that you are tuning as you are instruments. All entities within third density are instruments. Each of you takes the breath of life. And breathing it into your physical body, you expel it, shaping words that create energies that bind and repel each other with your thoughts. Certainly, words are limited in that which they can convey in a rational or mental way, bound by the definitions, their origins, and their implications within entities' minds as they hear the word itself. However, as instruments, you have a means of sharing the vibrations of your feelings and the love in your heart, even if you are simply asking to pass the salt or offering a greeting to an acquaintance on the street. By your awareness and remembrance of who you are, you may utter the most commonplace words and yet send them forth with the blessing of your heart's love and the deepest compassion of your soul. There is no limit whatsoever upon how intense and pure a vibration of love that you may inject into your simplest communication. You are instruments. This instrument reminds us of a story told by an actress named Anne concerning her husband, Mel. He touched her in a way she felt was rough, and she said, "My body is my instrument." And he said, "Could you play me a few bars? You are playing your song and broadcasting the state of your spirit, that essence that would always escape any words each time that you open your mouths. Consequently, you do not have to pull in our vibration or the vibration of an entity not within your conscious awareness in order to be instruments and in order to practice being instruments that are ever truer of pitch, ever more mellifluous, mellifluous of tone, and ever more pure in that which goes into the production of the tone. Sometimes we realize that instructions such as these to become aware of your thinking and your thoughts and how they are translated into words may cause you to become self-conscious and be unable to be spontaneous. We do not intend this effect, but we do say to you that the great spiritual principle involved in becoming a better channel is to be comfortable within your own skin in the knowledge that all is well. When an entity whose heart is full of faith speaks, there is the ruff of angel wings . Those listening to such a voice may simply say, "Oh, you have a musical voice, or your voice has such soul or timbre. Yet we say to you that that brush of angel wings carries through into the voice of those who remember who they are and rest in that essence, knowing that all is prepared . There is no need to reach or pull back, but simply to follow that path of resonance as you move from day to day. You do not know what may be asked of you in the future. You do not know what shoes you shall grow into. And yet you have inklings, hints that come to you saying, yes, you have a mission. Yes, you can perform this function. And so eventually, you learn to trust. You learn to trust that brush of angel wings, that inkling from spirit, that moment of fire as the descending dove brings truth and insight into the inner heart to take root and to grow there. As we continue to speak about being instruments, please realize that if you are not interested in joining this circle, yet still our words are equally appropriate, for all are equally instruments of the one infinite creator. All is well. We cannot say that often enough in preparing entities to channel. There is in our understanding that great spiritual principle of unity. And from that principle of unity stems long lines of logic and insight which end up suggesting that you are precisely where you need to be at this time. You shall continue to be in an excellent state in which to serve, no matter what the outer picture may appear to be. Thusly, the appropriate attitude towards the service as you enter the beginning precincts of learning that art of translation, which is called channeling. is that you are perfect beings in the right place and at the right time. All striving may cease. All feelings that one should be better in order to channel may cease. We are aware of how you see yourselves. In the foreshortened lenses of personality, you do not necessarily give yourselves credit for your grace and your courage as you follow your impossible dreams. You see only the suffering, the seeming lack of success, and the feeling of unworthiness to bear so magnificent a burden as the cloak of Christhood. You ask yourself, how could I presume to be an instrument of sacred revelation? And we ask you in return, do you imagine that you are more error-prone than any other entity upon your planet? We are not looking for the perfect person, whether by our estimate or your own. We look for the vibration of your instrument. There are some entities who are not vibrating within the range of vibratory energies with which we may interact. With those entities, we shall never be able to establish a contact. And therefore, allow yourself to be your true self as you come to thinking about yourself as a channel. For it is your true self upon which you must build, not an idealized version of yourself, not a self in Sunday best with hat and gloves, as this instrument would say. But the self that you are in your shorts and your tee, you are adequate to this task. This instrument has talked to this group about the dangers inherent in opening a channel to outside energies, such as we. And so we would speak about this to a certain extent. Each of you is, as we said, a crystal, an instrument capable of receiving light, transducing light, and emitting light. In the metaphysical world, light is information. Indeed, your computer scientists shall agree readily that light is information, for it is light that is used to produce the information that your computers manipulate. Just so, you are a receiver, a transducer, and a broadcaster or radiator of light. the crystal that you are may be tuned. As a new instrument begins to try its wings, shall we say, it quickly becomes familiar with the feeling of that particular contact which it has been able to receive. The danger lies in assuming that because an energy coming in feels right, that that energy is necessarily the contact which you wish to receive. This is why this instrument's use of the challenging process is effective. And it is that which we shall discuss with those who wish to learn to be instruments for us in some depth and detail. Suffice it to say that when an instrument challenges a spirit in the name of its most dearly held principle, that principle which is the fulcrum of that entity's life, that negative spirit that is able to use the same love and light of the infinite creator as the positive source, and therefore is able to feel the same as the positive source, cannot succeed in remaining within the aura of the channel, challenged in the name of love. An entity who does not vibrate in love must leave. It may seem that this is a very wispy and insubstantial thing to trust and to rely upon. And yet we say to you that all of that which is involved in being an instrument will be likewise wispy and insubstantial from the viewpoint of consensus reality. For your scientists have not yet created instrumentation to measure the vibrations that are used in channeling. Were they able to have that instrumentation, there would be a much more scientific and therefore trustable way for people who trust science to understand channeling. In the absence of such instrumentation, we can only say that as you tune, you are tuning past the radio channels that are not those channels which you wish to receive. And when you have tuned yourself to the highest and best that is within you, when you have crystallized that and when you have opened to channel, then you may stand firmly upon metaphysical ground in challenging spirits who may wish to speak through you. It is to be noted that this instrument does not ever seek to channel outer sources without a supporting group. It is further to be noted that this instrument has been channeling for 33 years. And that no harm has ever come to this instrument. The safety net for balancing and regularizing the energies involved in channeling outer sources such as we is the principle of batteries in series. One battery is not enough to sustain a universal contact such as ours. There needs to be a minimum of two batteries in series linked to the third battery, which is the instrument itself. To a certain extent, the more batteries that you have in series, the more energy that can be developed and the more powerful a signal the channel itself may pull in. However, as you expand the number of your group, if you are not careful to preserve the unified quality of your common attitudes of mind and your common desires of heart, you find that you are actually weakening the battery system. Some large groups, such as this one, are magnificent batteries. And the vibrations that you have in your unity and harmony put forth unknowingly throughout this weekend have had a tremendous impact upon the grid of incoming fourth density. It has gratefully wound itself about those beautiful vibrations which your mingled auras have produced. And it has woven those strands into the web of love and light that is ever stronger upon your planet. Another principle that is involved in becoming a good channel is the emptying of one's pockets of those artifacts of ego, which as a group can call themselves pride. Intellect does not make a great channel. Sophistication does not make a great channel. Knowledge and learning do not make a great channel. What makes a great channel is a humility that partakes neither of pride nor lack of self-worth. What makes a great channel is that dedication to service that lasts not just today or next year, but every heartbeat until you pass from this illusion into larger life. What makes a great channel is the patience that allows one to wait. You may have noticed that there are significant pauses as we speak through this channel today. There is, in most entities within your hurried culture, the urge to finish each other's sentences if the other person pauses too long. There is the urge to get on with the conversation or the problem solving that is being discussed. Yet, there are very subtle and layered forces involved in channeling the best that we can through instruments that are doing the best that they can. And oftentimes, what is being transmitted during those periods of silence is more necessary for the channel to experience and more necessary for the circle of seeking to experience than our words. Certainly, there are times when we say, we will now have a guided meditation, and then we pause after setting up an image or a word for you to contemplate. Then the silence does not make you nervous. Yet, in channeling, an instrument must be willing to rest. In music, there is a rest symbol, and then there's something called a grand pause. It looks like a little bird's eye, usually with a GP next to it in the music manuscript. At that point, the song that has been sung by the person or the chorus or the choir finishes its phrase, and there is an echo reverberating out into the sacred space in which that song has been sung. And in the grand pause, it is allowed to reverberate and die away. And then if one is an instrument, we correct this instrument, if one is using an instrument such as an organ before the next word or musical phrase, there may need to be stops changed on the organ so that there is a different energy to the accompaniment of the sound of the song. And that too takes time. This instrument does not know when we stop giving her concepts when she will receive the next one. Consequently, she has learned to have perfect patience. The art of perfect patience is long.
Trance channeling or conscious channeling has been, as I have understood and have seen in my own life, a tremendous benefit. And it has seemed to have progressed over the last 100 years to where there are more channelings, and especially over the last 30 or 40 years. Leaving very soon now the Piscean Age and moving into the Aquarian Age, do you foresee any noticeable change in the effectiveness of how this particular medium of information transfer might change moving then with Mother Earth into this early fourth density, say up to the next 40, 50, or 100 years?
We are those of Akua and are aware of your query, my brother. We would agree with you that there has been an upswelling of the awareness of the channeling process within your culture during this past few decades. However, we would offer you the concept that there has never been a time in third density when this process was not ongoing. In other ages, such channeling was considered to be the product of prophets or oracles, or seers, or fortune tellers. The way entities frame their channeling efforts is heavily dependent upon the surrounding culture. It would be our suggestion that there has been a significant and substantial amount of information offered from sources such as we, as well as from many inner planes sources, since the beginning of your density. The experience upon your third density world of the channeling process is likely not to change beyond the limits of the changes inherent in those who are progressively born with thinner veils and more of an ability to process subconscious material in a conscious fashion. This means that channels in days to come may have a more successful time rendering accurately concepts that may be novel to the thought processes of the surrounding culture. Indeed, we have found as this instrument has worked through the years that we are far more able to introduce through her novel concepts, that is, those concepts of which she has not yet thought. However, as long as the third density population of this planet endures, there will not be a sea change in the way this particular gift is offered. Let us speak to some extent about this question of how fourth density comes to planet Earth. It is difficult to imagine something that one has never seen. And the closest that we can come to explaining to you fourth density Earth versus third density Earth is that each density is an illusion. These illusions are nested within the energy field of your planet. Therefore, the second density Earth is visible to you, as is the first density Earth, because it would not disturb you to see such as those densities. And of course, you see your own density. It would be very dislocating, my brother, for entities of third density to see the full panoply of fourth density as it intersperses with your own. Therefore, there shall not be the manifestation of fourth density until the third density population of your planet has finished its work here. It is very difficult for entities to imagine how such a large population all across your globe could simply shrink and disappear. And yet we say to you that entities moving into incarnation here will more and more be those which are dual activated until finally within, say, one of your centuries by most probability, possibility vortices, you will have no pure third density entities living upon your planet. Those with dual activated bodies are far more able to see whether or not there is the necessity for further incarnations upon this planet. they will begin naturally to refrain from producing children. And so by a fairly rapid progression after that point, the third density population of the planet will indeed shrink in a natural and organic way, because there is the awareness that the dusk has come, the evening is at hand, and the work is done. Those coming to the planet now, more and more, are not interested so much in working with the people of the planet to bring them to their metaphysical graduation, as they are interested in balancing the somewhat frayed and tattered garment of Earth which your planet wears. There is a great need among many of your planetary population to offer restitution of a planetary-wide nature. This is because so many of your population are made up of those who have done damage to their planets in the past, and who, because they have not been able to break their habits of seeing the Earth as something to be exploited, have again repeated that tendency to do damage. Therefore, there is the desire to balance all remaining planetary-wide karma by doing such humble things as restoring the quality of the soil, restoring the quality of the air, restoring the quality of the water, in finding how to live in such a way that in every facet of your common life, it is understood that you, your planet, and all that lives upon it are dancing one dance together to the glory of the one infinite creator. May we answer you further, my brother?
Yes, please, but not on that particular portion of it. You did mention earlier that there were those of us, and I'm not going to assume if you were speaking specifically of this circle or planet-wide or third density-wide, you mentioned that there are those that never will be contacted by anyone of the Confederation, because we fall outside of your vibration. Can you expound on that just a little more as it concerns this group, please?
We are those of Kuo and believe we are aware of your query, my brother. There is a very wide variety of radio stations on the air. And when you turn on your radio in your car or your home, you may tune from talk radio to classical radio to your national public radio to rock music, to jazz, to hip-hop, to cool jazz, to all the different genres of music and thought. Similarly, entities upon the planet have a personal characteristic tuning that is as wide in the spectrum of its possibilities as those choices we just mentioned. Because you wish to become channels for the Confederation, you have already created the vibratory levels which we would need in order to be able to communicate with you. It is a matter of like attracts like. Were you not compatible with our vibrations, you would not have responded to previous channeling from our sources through this instrument and perhaps other instruments that you may have heard, which also bear the mark of this particular type of channeling. This instrument calls confederation channeling. There are some channeling sources that do not choose to identify themselves as confederation sources. For instance, those sources which have channeled through that body of channeling which this instrument calls Handbook for the New Paradigm. Those channels are indeed confederation sources. Yet, because they did not wish to color their channeling even with the identification of a name, such as Kuo, they have not expressed themselves in that wise. Yet, they are vibrating within that confederation range of energies or vibrations. Therefore, you have already sorted yourselves out and begun to choose the radio station that you want, and it is radio station Kuo or another confederation source that may fit your needs better. May we answer you further, my brother? We are those of the Kuo.
One final question. It's a silly question, but something I would like to know. The Confederation of Planets in the Service of the Infinite Creator, the anagram for that, Copacetic. Is there anyone of the Confederation who is offended in any way, shape, or form by that particular thought?
We are those of the Kuo, my brother, and we find that thought copacetic.
Thank you very much.
May we ask? We thank you, my brother. We are those of Kuo and would ask if there is another query at this time.
Yes. In helping to restore the planet, how can we better learn to work with the plant divas and the nature spirits?
We are those of Kuo and are aware of your query, my sister. As the energy wanes, we find that we cannot offer you the length of answer that this question deserves, and would simply say that the divas are already working with you. Their hearts are sore indeed because humans do not see them and feel them and work with them. There is joy that leaps from every tree and bush when humans finally know that that tree and that bush are living entities. Therefore, we may say simply that as you enter into knowing the reality of these plant spirits, the connections will begin to deepen and your relationship with them shall bloom. Is there a final query at this time? We are those of Kuo.
Yes, Kuo. We are attempting to create a group of channelers under the tutelage of an experienced channel. We are also aware of a large body of work that has been brought through this channel. Is there any concern that should be had about expectations of style from that particular channel, coloring the channels that are being created?
We are those of Kuo and believe we understand your query, my brother. It is inevitable and benign that new channels shall express or translate the concepts given to them in the same way that they have heard the more experienced channel offer those same types of concepts. Indeed, this tradition, shall we say, of a channeling sounding somewhat different than human speech is venerable. For indeed, the prophets of old also spoke in somewhat different style than in their speaking style. And this has been carried down not simply through centuries, but through millennia of your times. This instrument's formal and somewhat archaic usage is an echo of channeling style, shall we say, or prophetic style that has endured through the ages. It is more an artifact of the kind of energy that is being accessed than it has to do with the vocabulary and the style of speaking of the channel in daily life. There is a dignity and a feeling of sacredness which surrounds the channeling experience. There is the laying aside of one's whole being in service to the one infinite creator, and the awareness that in that moment the words that you need to say shall be given to you. And as those words come through, they resonate and feel sacred. And so as the new channel translates into words those concepts received, there is a natural tendency to offer that slightly heightened style that is lifted from the ordinary by that dignity of serving as an instrument for thoughts that are intended to aid in the development of humankind. There is that awareness that something special is occurring, and that human need to offer energy to making that feeling be part of the channeling. We find all of this to be benign. It is to be noted that indeed this channel still has a good deal of those artifacts of channeling, those phrases and styles that she learned from that senior channel that taught her. However, in the course of many years of channeling, there has been a refinement and perhaps a standardization of her own style, so that she naturally repeats many phrases again and again. As new channels become experienced channels and naturally move beyond their teachers, they too will begin to find their own style, which may include many elements of the style they learned from their teacher, but shall inevitably include increasing amounts of novel phrasing and preferred ways of addressing things in certain situations based upon the natural personality and character of that particular channel. We would not say from our standpoint that there is a problem with the new channel repeating the style of the experienced channel. Rather, we would say the difficulty would lie in the new channels being content to produce what seems to be something that they would know in their human opinion. It is well to leave such opinions about the channeling itself aside until a point well after the channeling session is complete, for it can cause distress to a new channel to feel that perhaps he is not channeling at all, but is only repeating from his human memory the phrases that he has heard or read so often in other channeled material. If an entity can remain unafraid of such repetition, then there is no harm whatsoever, and it is merely a natural part of learning to channel. May we answer you further, my brother?
No, thank you.
We thank you, my brother. We find that the energy of this instrument and this group wanes, and so we would take our leave of this instrument and this group, thanking each for the joy of your company and the questing hearts that bring you to set aside time to create a sacred space in which you may learn and grow and serve. We are those known to you as the principle of Nkua. We leave you in the love and in the light of the one infinite creator. Adonai. Adonai. Dear Heavenly Father, as we release the light that we have gathered in this group during this working back to you, we place in that light our hopes, our dreams, and our prayers for healing. Ariane, Avin, this group, Steve and Damon. The image goes up. Let the reins fall down. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You anointed people, we are one. You anointed people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. You united people, we are one. I am the circle and you are healing me. I am the circle and you are healing me. You united people, we are one. United people, we are one.